Hi everyone, Stock Mo here with Mrs. Mo.
Hi everybody.
We are excited to be here and we got some great things in store for you. Of course, everything we talk about today is for entertainment purposes only. You might see a Tesla cat jumping in there because I can see him in the side corner view.
With love.
Oh yeah, and disdain, is that the right word?
I'm not in English. No, not disdain.
No, for me, he's looking at me with disdain.
Maybe.
But with that being said, we are going to talk about a lot of different things. We have a lot of great questions that are going to open your eyes to some different topics out there, as well as just touch on some Ethereum and crypto and stocks and just all these opportunities. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe. Come on over and join us at anchor.fm/stock-mo. And we got some links down below to help you with some free cash. Moomoo right now, huge opportunity. Moomoo gets you access to the Hong Kong Exchange as well as the US and some other foreign markets that can help take your investing to the next level. More importantly, they're giving you four free stocks worth up to $3,350. And they have the free level 2 market data and all kinds of great things. So highly suggest taking
it. I was really excited to see in your video that you just did about that with the international ETFs and the markets and the Hang Seng and how low it is and what a good opportunity it might be to buy in.
I'll give you the inside thought of a YouTuber you might not see. I did that video and I thought it was absolutely one of the most important videos I have done.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it got the lowest turnout.
Mm-hmm.
But as an investor, it was one of the best opportunities to look at foreign markets and make money. As the U.S. tops out at all-time highs, others are dropping and getting crushed.
Mm-hmm.
That means opportunity, but yet no one, it's funny because yet you'll see a title and say, best foreign markets to make money in, and you won't click on it. You think, oh, I don't care. Most people want to see this stock can go 5 times in the next 6 days, and everybody clicks on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come out with a long-term strategy, great video, you're talking about opportunity in foreign markets where a lot of money can be made, nothing. I get crickets.
That's where all the loyal supporters out there, thank you. That's where they luck out.
Because they can come in, check it out, go on that voyage with me because I'm going to be buying some of that.
I know.
Be moving.
I'm excited.
Tesla cat just staring you down.
I don't know if he's
in the video. Oh, yeah, I can see him. He is staring you down.
His little face is in there a little bit.
He never looks at me. What's up, buddy? So anyways, we got some good things going on. I do have the BlockFi link down there, but Moomoo is the one you're going to want to take advantage of right now, especially with the offer, all that. But BlockFi giving you up to 250 in free Bitcoin. And on top of that, we do have our Patreon. Come on over and join us. Thousands of members, good things there. See my buys and sells and the portfolios and the private Discord, and that's what it's all about. So let's get into it, Miss Mo. Who is sponsoring us? Who is supporting us for the anchor.fm/stock-mo?
Yes, we are so happy to announce our supporters for the podcast. Please remember that the podcast is commercial free, so that is why people would like to support us and keep it commercial free. If you're watching the YouTube video, obviously you're going to be having some advertisements.
And commercials, shameless plugs from me.
Yeah. So, but thank you to the following: Chrissy, Joshua, Charles, Trudy, David, and Ashley, Dennis, Bruce, Michael, Tim, Anita, Juanita, Manny, Nathan, Kalindi, Gerardo, Nick, Brandon, Robert, Giovanni, Daniel, Joe from the UK, Sergey, Hans, Joseph, Ladies, Kyle, James, Cedric, Brad, D, and Thomas. Thank you so much. And I think Dennis may have just joined our Patreon. I'm almost positive.
Shout out. It's
there it is.
You know, I'm always impressed when you get through that. You did good.
Yeah, I know.
So
thanks.
Better than that, you did well.
Thank you.
That's the proper
yeah,
English.
I'm learning.
So what do we got going on? What's the first?
Let's get into it. All right. So we do have a lot of different questions, different topics. Our first one, just as a little review for the people at home watching or listening, we are now doing a combination of Patreon questions and also YouTube comment questions because of the whole fiasco with Mo, you know, and he can't respond anymore, which, just to let everybody know, like, that kills him.
Yeah.
He hates not being able to respond to people. And so, you know, he reads through and he sees so many different people that could have needed a little bit of help, like with one sentence even, but he
just
definitely
terrified.
Can't do
terrified
that.
To say anything.
Afraid. So anyway, so now we're pulling in some YouTube comments. We're pulling in, obviously, the Patreon questions. So if you are a Patreon member, you can use the special email that we send out in a post, and you can post your question to us, and it could be featured on a future episode. So this first question is actually a YouTube comment from Jesse Collins. Hi, Jesse. And it says, I know you can't answer questions in the comments. How about that? He knows. But what platform do you recommend to use for crypto? I started completely ignorant, so I was using Robinhood. I haven't had any bad experiences with Robinhood, but I have built Ethereum holdings up in 5 tokens, and nice. I can't stake it.
Yeah.
I want to start a new account somewhere so I can stake it. There are so many to look at, and I would like the opinion of someone who has experience using different platforms to buy crypto. Great question.
Big time question right there. That's mm-hmm. I always say it's big brain thinking, because you're not just looking at the crypto to hold it. You're looking at how can I hold it and make money off of it while I have it. I always make this akin to having a stock and getting dividends on it, and not just buying you have 2 stocks. One's going to pay a little extra and one pays you the same gains as the other. You want the little extra, and that's what you're looking into. Staking interest. I've talked about BlockFi. That link's down there. And for, I think it's 5 and under, they give you the interest. You got to look it up, but the numbers are there. They do give you a decent interest rate. I think it's around 4%. You don't have to stake it. You're allowed to take it out anytime you want. And then you got Coinbase right now, which I do like Coinbase as well. And I don't have any links for that, but I do like Coinbase. They have, I believe if you stake it right now, it is 5%, but it's locked in. And you might not be able to get it out for a year, 2 years. Now, I'm hoping that full Ethereum 2.0 happens in under a year, but you just can't touch it, no matter what. And so that's something to be concerned about. If you are in need of the money, you're going to buy a house, you need some access to that cash, it's locked up. You can't get to it. Now, you can also stake it by yourself, and I believe that pays you 6.something%, but it takes, the computer has to be up and running, it has to be online, you gotta understand how to do it. There's a lot of technical know-how to that, but if you're up for it, that gets you an extra percent and some. But the Coinbase, not the BlockFi, but the Coinbase is very simple. Go in, hit a button, and you're staking. And then the BlockFi as well, you got it into your earning your interest. You got some good things going on. So I like those for now. I am looking, though, into multiple sites out there. And I don't want to give anything away yet, but I've had a few meetings. I'm trying to find the best for all the viewers and seeing where I can move my own stuff into. I want to make sure I feel good, mm-hmm. Because I do plan on holding these for decades, Ethereum especially, because I do want to go ahead and stake that, because staking is the future, Ethereum 2.0, of course, and that's going to be paying a lot of rewards out. And so I want to be a part of that. I want to support that. And as we roll through, and we got tomorrow, big day. Yeah. What's happening tomorrow, Mrs. Mo?
Tomorrow?
Ethereum tomorrow?
Oh, fork thing.
Yeah, the fork thing.
It is
the London hard fork.
He just hit me with it.
Yep, I'm going to do that.
It's London.
Hard fork.
Hard fork, yes.
EIP 1559 is one of the EIPs in there. So that's
Don't tease me if you're in the Patreon and you're at Discord.
No.
He put me on the spot right there.
She is very, very good. She catches me all the time with things. I'll be like, I didn't know that. And she's like, you need to start reading.
That's funny, the fork. Thing.
Yeah, the fork. I was going to say the London, the London soft spoon's coming up, and we want to go ahead and take advantage of that. So that's going to decrease on average the supply. The current supply coming out would be dropped by about 20-30%, I believe.
Wow.
And by the time we get to Ethereum 2.0, I have read it's going to be the equivalent of a triple halving of Bitcoin, which should drop the supply by 90% and almost create a deflationary. This is the new coins coming out, a deflationary currency. And so I'm excited to see this, because I think it was at 4%, it's going to drop it to 3, and then by the time Ethereum 2.0, down to point something. And then the demand could pick up. It's going to be interesting.
I'm just watching on your screen right now.
Don't look.
He has the Ethereum price up there, and I'm not going to say it because by the time you see this video, it could change, but I am just flabbergasted at this chart.
It is at $600 a coin.
Stop it.
Just kidding.
Don't scare them. them.
No, I'm not trying to scare them. I want them to be excited to go out and buy it. No, it's at $27.55 right now for those who follow them. But some big news. I'm going to be doing a video on the big news for tomorrow, so I don't want to throw it out there. But some positive things coming out in the Senate. We'll just give you a little hint there. So for all those who thought that was that whole bill, the infrastructure bill, was going to kill crypto, thank you, Senator Pat Toomey. Yes. You have come through from a fellow Pennsylvanian. I hope you see this someday. I am glad you're there. You have taken up a bill that, or I should say an amendment, that is going to help. But we'll talk about that
soon. Yeah, so is this your video for the morning?
I don't know if it's morning, if it's tonight.
You might even put it out tonight.
Yeah, I know. I probably do it tonight.
Make sure you just, whatever the next video is.
Yeah, you're
going to
want to hear about this. If you have,
you watch it.
If you own Ethereum. So let's, so I'm going to look into it for you. I'll end that question. I'm looking into it. I definitely prefer staking. And for the long term, for long-term investors in Ethereum, I prefer staking. If you need the money and you have under five, I think it's five Ethereum, I do prefer some of the interest places because you can take it in and out. It's only a difference of 1% and it frees up your money. So that's an opportunity. So that's what I'm looking at.
Yep, that sounds great. Okay, our next comment is actually from a YouTube person as well, Violetta Powell. Hi, Violetta.
Love that name.
Yes,
I've never heard
that. Pretty?
Yeah, it is.
So it says, hello, Mo. I am new to the investment game, started back in February. I had lost a couple of hundred since I started building my portfolio, saying this is even funny to me. I love to watch you with your wife. Aw. It makes me feel better about being one of the few women I know that know anything about investments. Because I am so new and I can just invest a bit every payment, do you recommend that I join your Patreon group? My goal is to build wealth, but also make a bit of money on the way there. I think that's a great question and comment about women investing. All women should definitely go out there and start investments because let's face it, you want to know what's going on with your own money and you want your money to make money. And it's also a way for people to connect with their significant other. So let's say, and that could be a man or a woman. So let's say that you have somebody that is investing and you, it's just something that Mo and I can talk about. Like it's obviously,
it's fun.
It's a fun, it's an intellectual conversation. We talk about the research, we talk about the things that we've seen. So anyways, long story short, which is too late, but Violetta, I think that you are right. There are a few women in this and we need to have more.
I agree.
So, yes, but as far as the Patreon goes, I just want to say, obviously I'm going to plug this a little bit, but, Mo usually does this part, but I just want to tell you that Patreon is a wonderful place for people to find community. So it's not just the fact that you can talk to Mo, but it's also the fact that there are so many like-minded investors, and we have a very positive place in the Discord. You can also send Mo questions in the Patreon itself as well, but it's a way for you to see inside of Mo's head, I guess, too, because I sometimes feel like...
A lot of crickets in there.
Yeah, well, compared to everybody that's watching, I feel like I have a little, obviously have an advantage, because I know some of the things that he might not talk about in the videos, or things that we just discuss, or the research that we've talked about. So that allows me to see inside of his mind a lot more than you can. But for those of you who want to join the Patreon, it is a way for you to kind of look into Mo's mind, so to speak. And in the Discord, there's a search feature where you can actually search back on things that he's talked about. Mm-hmm. So it could be any topic at all. You can search back. Now, remember what I said about the whole road trip thing. There are reasons why things change. So if you go back and you find something, and then it might be a little bit different now. And that's just because the catalysts have changed and the news has changed or politics have changed. But it's really great because Mo is in there almost, well, probably every day, at least once.
Oh, yeah, get in.
And
try to get in there.
Yes. And so even if you are not able to see him or catch him there, you can go back to that conversation and review it. So that's one interesting thing to be able to, get a little bit closer to him. You can talk to him sometimes, ask him questions. But also his portfolios, like that is a big thing. And Mo does give out his picks, like his buys and sells, so you would be immediately notified of that. So I just think that our Patreon in general and our group at our Discord is such a positive, great place, a great community to be. Mm-hmm. It feels like family, to be honest. I love our mods. Mods, hi. I love you guys. I know
always
some of you are listening.
Always appreciate everything you do.
You. And, but not just that. It's the fact that everybody takes ownership of it.
Yeah,
so,
it's definitely, you get to meet people, become friends, and just joke and have a good time. But more importantly, learn things about investing. There's a lot of people there to help, so it's a good thing.
So I'm biased, of course.
But yes, but you do a good job. Yes. You do a great job. Everybody over there does a great job.
Yes.
So I'm very pleased with it. It's one of the most positive communities you will ever see. And we, like I said, we have, I think, 6,000 to 7,000 members. It is a great place to go.
Yes, so thank you, Violetta. That was a fantastic comment and question. Okay, and then we're moving on to Mark Bradshaw. This is a comment on YouTube. Hi, Mark. And Mark asked, where do I buy a Tesla Cat shirt? And so that's a great question as well. A Tesla Cat shirt, Mo has some, I have some, the kids have some. Actually, we have to buy some for my dad and my stepmom. They want one. And you can go to Teespring, to Mo's store. If you just search in Google, I don't have the actual address right here, but just search Teespring Stock Mo.
I'll put a link down in the description for anybody who wants a Tesla Cat t-shirt. They are awesome.
Yeah, but also under the video, if you're watching the YouTube video, there should be
I got rid of that, and so there is not. So you just have the link.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. You did get rid of that. I totally forgot.
We have our store, but I just don't have it at the bottom anymore.
Yeah,
it took up too much room and stuff. So
it's
a lot of changes here in the YouTubeverse, so I just have the link down below.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of other merchandise, though. You can also buy stickers and other apparel and sweatshirts, you know, t-shirts and... and some of them have his funny sayings on them too. Well, not funny sayings.
I gotta come.
Up,
I gotta
sayings
come
that
up.
People always like.
I gotta come up with some better sayings so we can have some new T-shirts. Something I don't know.
No, he has. You have all the good sayings.
You know, either that or get another cat. Call him Ethereum Cat.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do you see who's sitting over there by the door?
Yeah, he's staring.
So if anybody
he
hears
like...
any meowing going on,
he's not.
He's considering it. He's considering meowing to be let out.
Okay.
So we'll see. So, yes, Mark, thank you for that question. So our next question is actually from Brian from Patreon. And Brian says the following. He says, I know you have talked about wash sales a few times on the podcast, but I thought from the info you have mentioned, a wash sale means you wouldn't be able to claim the losses on taxes for that year. Long story short, this is in a cash emergency fund account. I liquidated all of my stock in that account because I thought I was going to need some of that money. I didn't end up using it, so I wanted to get back into some of the stocks. I happened to look at the cost basis page within my account and found this wash sale ADJ, which is wash sale adjusted or wash sale adjustment, which seems to be an extra cost I have to pay because this was a wash sale question mark. Could you shed some light on this? Now, we are not accountants by any means, of course, but I did look into this and did some research on this and found on the IRS website as well as a couple of other websites information about that wash sale column adjustment. And that is actually the amount of the disallowed loss that will be reported on your 1099-B, and you report that as a positive number. Okay, so that's just basically what that number is. I hope that helps.
So just to explain to people who don't know what a wash sale is, you pay $1,000 for a stock, you sell it for $900, you lost $100, you get to write that $100 off your taxes. You get whatever your tax rate back is. So maybe $27, if you're the highest, $39 back. So you didn't lose $100, you only lost like $60 if you're in the top bracket. But if you buy it back in under 30 days, you don't get to claim that on the taxes, and you lose that, but it changes. And I'm not an accountant, but I can tell you that anything you bought back in under 30 days for losses, it messes with you. But if you could sell a stock and you're up money, that doesn't affect you like that. Because if it's higher, you bought it $1,000, sold it for $1,100, it drops the next day down to $800, you can buy it again. All right, because you don't, you know, there's no addition. You made money on the first one, then you can buy back in. But when you buy it and you sold it at a loss and then buy back in, it triggers that wash sale and the whole accounting fiasco, and that's what you want to go talk to your accountant. But she nailed it. She's much smarter than me.
I just want to point this out, too. be careful about if you're using different brokerage, a broker, to buy the same stock back, because it doesn't matter. So let's say you buy it in Webull and then you sell it and then you buy back before that 31 days, you know, you're still supposed to report that on your 1099-B. So it doesn't matter where you buy it, okay? Yeah. So sometimes that'll get tricky for some people, because you'll have to be keeping track of, you know, looking at your statements and things like that, and knowing that
wash those sales
go
bad.
Together, because it's still the same security. Yeah. That's where that runs into the sticky part of that. So.
Yeah, just avoid a wash sale. You're basically giving the government free money.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yes. Okay, so our next question is from Jeff, and Jeff is also from our Patreons, so thank you, Jeff. Jeff says, I'm a longtime YouTube watcher and Patreon member. I love your content, especially recently, where you've been giving us updates and keeping us informed. You are our conviction. When things are turning red and I'll be thinking of doing something dumb, your next video comes on telling me to be patient and relax. Please keep up the hard work you do on our behalf. You're helping more than you know. My question is, you've been discussing the Hang Seng Market and Moomoo account lately. Is there an ETF or other index fund that we can invest in that follows the Hang Seng Index? Basically wondering if we could follow it up over time as we would with an S&P ETF. So I know that that's something that Mo and I have actually been starting to research, because I've found different ETFs for the different countries that you talked about in that one video. And I know I'll let you take this. But.
Yeah, there are plenty of ETFs that will go to the foreign markets. Mrs. Mo has a complete list, which I think she's going to put onto the Patreon and Discord over there for everyone as we move forward, getting into diversifying our portfolios to a global portfolio. Mm-hmm. If you were looking for that, some people I know just like to invest in the U.S. stocks. I get it. But if you were looking to take advantage of some of the growing markets out there that are actually growing faster in terms of percentages than the U.S. as the volume of stuff, that is one way to do it, is just get an ETF. You don't have to pick out the stocks, just go with the ETF. It's like buying the S&P 500 in the States. That'll give you a nice exposure to some of the other markets that grow differently. I did a video on that. Like I said, I thought it was one of my best, but hardly anybody watched it, showing you the different rates of returns that you can get from around the world, some of the ones that are opening up to a major amount of money that could be made. And of course, I did talk about the Moomoo. We have that link down below where you can buy stocks straight out of the Hong Kong exchange and two mainland China exchanges. And I'm looking into some other places around Europe, of course, and I've talked up like a bunch of them. And so we're going to be rolling those ETFs out real soon, and you'll be able to see them. But I think one that you got there, you can Google it out there for Hong Kong Exchange, the Hang Seng. There's a lot of different ones you can look into, but HSXUF, that's one. But there are other ones out there that I'll be looking into to see which one is the cheapest, which one's the best. I'm looking to actually get in some individual companies, but I do want to make sure the ETFs are out there for those that don't want to pick. They just want to buy it off the U.S. market and go that route.
Yep. So that is a fantastic question. Thank you, Jeff, for sharing that. Okay, now this last is not really a question, but it's a cute little comment. I know that you're probably going to talk about it.
So he's looking for cash. He wants it right up front. He's not trying to mess around. He's going to give you a bargain. To me, this sounds a little bit like some wholesaling. He's giving you below market prices, get that currency in there. Probably going to go out and double up and get you some more stuff. And, you know, so who knows what's going to happen right now. But if you got $8 and you can buy 18 stuff, maybe resell that stuff on eBay, see what you can pull in. Who knows? My question is the stuff legit? Where are they getting the stuff? Sounds like they might be getting the stuff from you, reselling it back to you. Hats off to this young man. You know,
4 years old. Yeah, fantastic.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and buy me this brand new little car here? Hey, and that's nice. How much was it? $10. Hey, I'll sell it back to you for $6. You know what? Make it $5. I'll give it back to you. Here's a deal.
And look at that. You have a little entrepreneur.
Yeah, you should be proud.
That's
you should
fantastic.
Work this in there.
Yeah.
More importantly, don't be afraid to get them an account, say on Ameritrade. They have Guardian accounts where they can actually start having stocks in their social security number and stuff like that. You can start getting them in there and actually doing real trading with them and let them pick, you know, what's their favorite toy? What company made it? Buy some socks in that. What's their favorite shoes? What's their favorite movie? Oh, I love the Avengers. Well, that's Disney. Disney owns that. And so you can start doing that and get them involved and understanding, and then go out and buy them a T-Cat. Get them a Tesla Cat. Don't be afraid. Tesla Cats, they clean themselves. They take care of things. They eat a lot, but they protect too. This is like a lion here. And that's what I got for you. That's a good deal. It's 18, is it 18 stuff for $8?
Yeah.
That's not
eight
bad.
Money.
Eight money. Mm-hmm. You know, get the he wants money, you want stuff, and this might work. So I am all for it. Let me know what the stuff is. And he might even come back out and say, look, I know you might not like the stuff after you bought it. I'll give you six money to get that 18 stuff back. So it could be good.
So darn cute. Yep. I love that. I just love that. So, but that's all we have today. But before we go, I just want to talk about, because I'm wearing my my tie-dye today.
I've seen
so many people comment on the tie-dyes that you've worn. And I just wanted to say that our daughter makes them for us. She made me this one. I have quite a few others. But the one with the black and the orange that people are like, Mo, that's so cool. Yep. She made it with bleach. So
yeah,
it's a black t-shirt with bleach. Yes.
Yeah, so
that was
very
just a
creative.
Little thing that I wanted to share with everybody. So. Yeah. Hi, if you're watching, she probably doesn't even watch. I don't even know if she does watch.
She's too busy having fun and working. So, and of course, if you haven't done it yet, get your 4 free stocks from Moomoo. I got that link down below. Up to $3,350, free level 2 market data, access to Hong Kong Exchange, as well as some other things. It's just good. And I do have the BlockFi link down below, up to $250 in free Bitcoin. They're paying interest. They have a credit cards over there, payback and rewards of Bitcoin. And come over and join us at the Patreon. And Mrs. Mo will take care of you over there. I'm going to be in there as well. It's just a great place to go. And well, from Stock Mo.
And from Mrs. Mo, but before I go, make sure you hit that like button. Just boop it on the, like you boop on the nose, go ahead and boop the like button for us.
Yep, boop. Like I always say, let's get out there and make some money.